Hello, my friends. How are you tonight? You got a special edition of Me Reading Stuff coming at you right now. This is an After Dark podcast. And why is it called After Dark? It's because it's named after the Peach Pit After Dark from the college years of Beverly Hills 90210. And I'm doing this, you know me, I love the nighttime. I love the darkness. I'm goth to the bone. So it's always fun for me to record when I'm all amped up on the night sky instead of recording in the morning with the bright light of fucking LA sunshine coming in. Did I say sunshine twice? Anyway, again, I don't like my daytime self, so I don't know why I don't record at night every single time I record the podcast, but we live and we learn. Maybe I'll migrate north towards the night sky. My natural rhythm, if you were to ask me, is to stay up until about 2:30 a.m. or 3:30 a.m. and then wake up around 9:30 to 10. That's when things go best for me, at least as an artist, for sure. Like for my work, that's when things go best for me. I don't know about just being a regular citizen. I don't know that that works out for me. But when I force myself to do other sleep structures, like the typical day-night life that most people have, guess what? I hate it. It actually bothers me on a very deep level. Like I feel trapped and annoyed and not like myself. And my brain and my ability to function are on fire at night, like especially as an artist. But you've heard all this before, so that's a speech for our newcomers. Speaking of which, welcome to all of you. Welcome to, you know, you who have been listening as well, but David from Hawaii, my assistant, tells me we haven't had any mail lately, but that we've had a bunch of new listeners from various new places around the world, so I'm super happy about that. I want to give a quick shout out to Belgium and New Zealand, because you guys are eating this up, and I love you right back. And New Zealand, aside from the long-ass plane ride, my only travel dream, because I'm not a travel, I hate traveling, even though I do it constantly. It's like not something, what I like to do, would I like to have time off? Yeah, but what do I want to do when I have time off? Sit here in my house and do things? Anyway, but my one travel dream is to go to New Zealand and just wander. I know there are parts of that country that a friend of mine visited, Erica, and it looked like the end of the fucking world. So you know I'm going to love that. It was a dreary looking beach, and maybe it was just a dreary day and normally it looks happy. I don't know. But I think there were black sand on some of these beaches? New Zealanders, write in to me reading stuff at iCloud.com. Let me know. The drearier the better. If you know the dreariest beach in New Zealand, shoot that over to me. Or follow me on Instagram and Twitter and you can tweet at me. That's RobyN_ONEIL. Let's take a breath. Let's think about things. What am I even going to say to you guys today? First of all, I'm sorry I missed last week. I just totally missed it. I had a medical procedure and I was in the hospital last Thursday. So that's a pretty good excuse, and I'm fine. Thank you for asking. And then honestly, after that, I just pretty much had to stay up for 3 days straight working on some new drawings that are headed to New York for a show. So I just didn't have any time. I had to draw slash watch. Wait, what am I trying to say? I had to watch slash listen while drawing. That's how I do it. You guys know. TV shows about murder. I listened to so many podcasts about murder. It was just a fucking murder zone in my studio all weekend. Oh, and it is so weird. There was a Forensic Files I watched, and I always think I've seen every Forensic Files. So anytime I see one that I haven't seen, I'm shocked. But it was about a murderer in Nebraska in the 70s. And, let me back up. Let me start by saying this. Growing up, my mom was always really big on teaching me to file my nails a certain way. So when I would file my fingernails, she said, Robin, you have to do it in a one-way direction, never back and forth. And you know, you kind of naturally, if you're filing your nails, you go back and forth, right? And that's just the way to do it. But she always mentioned it when I was filing my nails, and it became ingrained in me that for whatever reason, it's important to file your nails only in one direction and that your nails will be brittle if you do it the back and forth way. and I trusted her. So anyway, back to the Nebraska murder. So I was really paying attention to this because it was in Omaha, where I'm from, and it took place right around the time I was born, like right after I was born. So the story was insane, and this guy was completely out of his mind and killed people with lemonade. It's a long, very sad story. And I just, after I watched it, wanted to check with my parents to see if they had ever heard of this guy. Because Omaha, I mean, it's a big city, but I don't know, not really. So I texted them something like, hey, have you guys ever heard of this murder that took place in Omaha by this guy, Stephen Roy Harper? And I was just doing that because it was such a crazy story. And my mom texts me right back and says, in all caps, no, but I knew Stephen. So it turns out she not only went to high school with him, but later on, while she was pregnant with me, she worked with him in an office at Creighton University right before these murders took place. And get this shit, then my mom, well, then we're talking on the phone, and she told me, Robin, you're not going to believe this. You know how I always made you file your nails in one direction? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, well, I taught you that because Stephen taught me to do it that way. He saw me one time at work filing my nails in both directions, and he said, oh, Wendy, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to file your nails in one direction. So this fucking crazy murderer gave my mom a pro nail tip that I've been using ever since. I don't even know. We were both so freaked out and excited at the same time. And as an amateur homicide detective, I was actually not just, I was like extremely excited. Because I guess I'm slightly psychotic. Anyway, that's my story about nail filing and Stephen Roy Harper, the total psycho from Omaha, Nebraska. All right, let's get to reading something. I want to read you, I've been dying to read you something from this, but it was so hard to pull one passage. So this is Elena Passarello, book that came out this year called Animals Strike Curious Poses from Sarah Band Books. And it's a nonfiction book of essays. I don't know. I'll just read the back really quickly, the back description. Beginning with Yucca, a 39,000-year-old mummified woolly mammoth recently found in the Siberian permafrost, each of the 16 essays in Animals Strike Curious Poses investigates a different famous animal named and immortalized by humans. Modeled loosely after a medieval bestiary, these witty, playful, whip-smart essays traverse history, myth, science, and more, bringing each beast vibrantly to life. And I loved this book so much. I'm obsessed with animals, but B, there's just something about the way this book is set up that I think you'll all like. So let me read this short paragraph from the first essay about Yucca. Of all the images that make our world, animal images are particularly buried inside us. We feel the pull of them before we know to name them, or how to even fully see them. It is as if they are always waiting, crude sketches of themselves in the recesses of our bodies, as if every animal a human brain has ever seen, it is swallowed. We find their outlines, as if on Ouija boards, in mountains and in clouds. We scratch the arcs of their trunks in the dirt with our feet, or use the sharpest tools available to dig them from shocks of wood. Give us a stick and we'll draw them. Find a discarded antler on the step and we'll locate them in its tines. Hit a rock on a cave wall until it yields one. Spread them out across the night sky and we'll point upward. See how they twinkle as they move. How good is that? Oh, I love that. I mean, you know, animals are partly why I'm a huge part of why I'm an artist, why I draw, and I, as you may or may not know, you can look up my work online, but I draw a lot of animals. I'm going to read you quickly. I had just happened to look at Charles Simic's book, The World Doesn't End, Harvest book. I'm going to put a link in the description of the podcast for you guys to buy both of these books, but here's a quick animal-related poem from this. The World Doesn't End is in my top five favorite poetry books of all time. So here we go. A dog with a soul. You've got that? You apes with heads of Socrates, false priests, altar boys, retired professors of evil. I imagine cities so I can get lost in them. I meet other dogs with souls when I'm not lighting firecrackers in heads that are about to doze off. blood and guts firecrackers. In the dark to see, you ass scratchers. In the dark to see. Pretty damn good, right? You guys, I don't have much to say. I don't have much to close out on. I don't think so, anyway. I'm sorry that the world is a war zone and currently a trigger for anything bad that's ever happened to us. I'm happy that there are cool breezes, which I feel right now because my windows are open. I love when people call each other Cool Breeze as a nickname, by the way. You've ever heard that? What's up, Cool Breeze? That's a great nickname. I'm sorry that there are rapists and bigots in the world. I'm not sorry that casseroles exist. I'm not sorry that I make them often. I'm not sorry that I love to drink water so much, even though it's so boring. I am sorry if I ever bothered you or upset you or made you angry. I genuinely am. And I'm happy that you might be someone who can work on things and not let things fester and bring them up with me. I'm sorry you got food poisoning one time. I'm saying that because I feel like I might have food poisoning right now. I'm feeling kind of gross. And I'm sorry if your stomach hurts as well. Because I guarantee, out of all the listeners right now, 60% of your stomachs hurt. That's what I'm guessing. And I'm out of stuff. Okay, how was that for some improvisational rambles? You like that? Yeah, well, good. I like doing it. We shall find peace. We shall hear angels. We shall ski. We shall see the sky sparkling with diamonds. That one's Chekhov. That's not me. You know, I gotta remember to tell you guys the story about me getting into a fight with Christian Bale at my art show once. Remind me to do that. But not now. I'll talk to you guys on Thanksgiving. So if you need an escape from your family, I'll be here for you. When you listen, I want you to go hide somewhere for a while and listen to the podcast. On the side of the garage or behind a bush. Yeah, crouch down behind a bush like a real weirdo. And stay there and listen to the podcast for 10 minutes. just do it. You'll be alone, except you'll be with me. All right, that's it. We're done. Now, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I love you all. Good night.